ABC Listen.
From Cambodia to Cuba and Nepal to Norway, fly those flags for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome. We're here to pit two prehistoric pals head to head, and it's country versus country because it's the Dino Dome World Cup. Dinosaurs from every corner of the globe will be racing through everything from cyclonic storms to awe-inspiring oases. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and I'm here with the Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
Oh, I'm raring for round two.
Let's get ready to roar!
From the early Cretaceous, as heavy as a space shuttle, as tall as a telegraph pole, and as long as two semi-trailers, she beat Australia's min line round one. Say hola to Argentina's Patago Titan! Also from the early Cretaceous, as tall as a drink bottle, and with wings stretching as wide as a cricket bat, she defeated Scotland's Cheoptera in round one. Say ni hao to the glider from China, Microraptor!
Tim, is this our biggest racer versus our smallest?
Yep. Pat is a super-sized sauropod, while Mike is a teeny-tiny flyer.
You called the win for Mike in round one. Is she your pick again?
Oh, why not? Though she be but little, she is fierce.
I think that's our first Shakespeare quote in the dome.
All the world's a stage.
Well, I'll go for the biggest star, Pat.
Well, let's see where they're racing today.
I see jagged green mountains.
And bricks. Ooh, and rocks.
They're layering together to form a huge wall?
Well, it's not just an ordinary wall. It's really long. And it seems to stop and start and twist.
And there's a tower at the end.
Aha! This is the Great Wall of China.
Ooh, Mike's home turf.
Well, the oldest parts of the Great Wall have been around for about 3,000 years. Mike predates the wall by about, 100 million years. So I'm not sure how familiar this landscape will feel.
Well, it's a pretty simple course for today's races. They'll start at one end of the wall and follow its twists and turns to that tower on the other side of the dome.
And, no pressure, but the winner will go on to the grand final to compete for the inaugural Dino Dome World Cup.
The stakes are higher than, well, the Great Wall of China.
On your marks.
Get set.
Dinos go!
Mini Mike has launched from her starting perch into an early lead.
You'll remember she's a glider. She struggles to gain altitude, so it was smart to start from a high ledge.
Here comes Pat walking along the top of the Great Wall. Oof, can it hold her weight?
Well, the wall is actually made up of lots of sections. Some are super strong, while others are crumbling.
This must be a fragile section.
It's collapsed under Pat's feet.
Pat, ¿estás bien? That's, are you okay, in Spanish.
Well, hang on. What's that gaping hole in the side of the wall?
Camera, please.
Ooh, it's a secret tunnel.
Pat's heading in. Don't get lost. The finish line is in the tower on top of the wall, not underneath.
I've heard about this network of tunnels under the Great Wall. The military use them to move weapons.
What? No weapons allowed in the Dino Dome.
It's okay. The tunnel's empty. Well, apart from the 70-ton titanosaur plodding through it.
Meanwhile, Mike's landing up top.
Possibly not a smart move for a raptor who struggles to get airborne.
Ooh, I see why she's landing. Mike's a carnivore, right?
Total meat lover. Birds, fish, insects, mammals, but she'll devour the lot.
She spotted some little lunch. Oh, they're kind of cute. Are they ferrets?
They're Manchurian weasels. But don't be fooled by their petite appearance. These whiskered furries are foes, not friends.
Are you saying Mike won't eat the weasels? The weasels will eat Mike?
I'm saying prepare for a battle between these pint-sized predators.
The weasels are snapping at Mike.
Ooh, and Mike's snapping back.
You're outnumbered, Mike. She's skedaddling along the wall and doing that flappy thing she did in round one.
Ah, yes. She flaps her wings to give herself an extra spring in her step. Not enough for a full flight takeoff, though.
She's left the weasels in her wake. Who would have thunk weasels lived on the Great Wall of China?
But there's loads of wildlife around here. Pandas, tigers.
Bears! If Mike couldn't win against a boogle of weasels, she's got no chance against a bear.
A boogle?
It's the name for a group of weasels.
The bear is cornering Mike. Her tail feathers are up against the wall's edge.
I mean, she could just jump off the wall and glide to safety below, right?
But then she'll be off course. This is a race, remember?
Yikes, poor Mike. I can't bear to look.
It's Pat. She's found a sturdy staircase back to the top of the wall.
The bear is totally spooked.
Wouldn't you be if a titanosaur suddenly appeared at the top of your stairs?
The bear's gone.
And Pat's lowering her long neck down to Mike.
Oh, is she checking if she's okay? This is why we love the sauropods.
She's not checking on her. She's letting Mike clamber onto her head.
Huh? Now she's lifting her up. Oh, I see. She's giving her a launching pad.
A launching pat.
Mike's balancing on top of Pat's noggin. Let me count in Mandarin. Yi-er-san, blast off!
Mike's launched. She's gliding above the wall.
And now she's in front. Pat, did you just give up the win?
She may be kind, but perhaps not so bright.
You can say that again. Is Pat trying to eat the bricks in the wall?
I mean, she's a herbivore, but bricks aren't exactly plant matter. Oh, I know what she's up to. That was a brick lick.
What? She's licking the bricks like an icy pole?
But they're covered in moss. There's loads of plant life on the Great Wall. Some of it actually helps hold the wall together like a living skin.
Stop slurping that skin, Pat. The wall needs it.
Well, Pat's had enough of her mossy meal. She's plodding along.
She doesn't need to move very quickly to make up ground. In just a couple of steps, she's caught up with Mike.
The race is heating up.
Or is it actually cooling down? I see snow.
That's not snow.
Sure it is. Look, white flakes falling from the sky.
Falling from the sky or falling from Mike?
Huh? Are you saying Mike is making snow?
Okay, this is a little gross, but Mike is dropping dandruff.
Dandruff? Like tiny pieces of skin from your scalp?
It's all over her body. The oldest known example of dandruff was discovered on Microraptor. She sheds the skin under her feathers in tiny flakes to help her cool down.
Whoa! Someone get the raptor some special shampoo!
Well, it looks like it's coming in handy. She's showering Pat with the skin flakes, and it's getting in her eyes.
Ew! Blink, Pat! Blink!
Well, Mike's gliding towards the final tower as Pat blinks away the falling dandruff.
The finish line is inside the tower. The race is mine!
Not yet. Mike slammed into the tower wall.
Is she stuck in a crack?
So the Great Wall was built to keep out invaders, and guards in these towers would keep a lookout for enemies down below.
Great military history lesson, Tim. What's that got to do with Mike being stuck in that crack?
Well, it's an arrow crack. The guards used to shoot arrows at enemies through the cracks in these towers.
Brutal. I bet they didn't know these arrow cracks would turn into micro-raptor traps.
Pat's plodding towards the tower.
She's reached Mike. I'm going to win. I mean, Argentina is going to win.
Oh, not again. It's not a great time for another bricklick, Pat.
Come on, Pat. You need to get inside the tower to the finish line.
Oh, well, Pat's not licking the bricks. She's slurping Mike's feathers.
Pat, you're a herbivore, remember?
Maybe she thinks her saliva will help Mike slip through the crack.
No, Pat. Then Mike will win.
Well, it's working. Mike is wriggling free.
Mike slipped out the wrong way. She's fallen onto the ground outside of the tower.
Can we get the dome drone to check if she's okay?
She's a little dazed, but she doesn't seem hurt.
Well, Mike's latching onto the drone with her claws.
It's lifting her into the air.
The drone could take her across the line.
It's too late. Pat's entered the tower. Titan has reached the finish line first. Argentina is through to the grand final.
And here's Mike crossing the finish line on top of the dome drone. Nice try, China, but we're out.
You run our domers through an action replay while I head to the tower for the medal ceremony, Tim.
Mike glided into the lead as Pat fell through the wall and entered a secret tunnel. Mike stayed up top with a boogle of weasels and a bear. Pat plodded upstairs, launched Mike back into the lead, licked some bricks and got showered in dandruff. Mike flew into an arrow crack and Pat's spit set her free. But it was Pat who entered the tower first to take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here in the tower with Pat. She's just so tall. I'm going to need the drone to help hang the medal around her neck.
Did the weasels take it?
Nope. The drone got stuck in the arrow crack.
Maybe we should just leave it there. A consolation prize for China.
Fair enough. Sorry, Mike, but you're out. Join us next time to find out who Pat will be taking on in the grand final of the Dino Dome World Cup.
Ole, 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 ole.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.